basically one of them. If you count it, it would be 11 bedrooms, 5 reception, and I reckon that's total nonsense.
I think you just have 5 receptions.
No, exactly. 4 receptions is quite enough. So 12 and 4. The point is that you've got to count. If you're in by one of the houses, you've got to count one bedroom for the cook house, do
you? Yes, I've got.
You may even have to count two.
Well, you
certainly got to pass on. You have two bedrooms out of 12, which are no longer available.
Sorry?
That's
try that again in English.
Possible. Okay.
Well, now work that on your six bedroom scout.
They're coming to collect the stuff on for next Thursday.
So you've only got four.
But I don't have to do it every day, all day.
So all four bedrooms, is it going to be five?
That depends on what sort of. Bear in mind, brother.
It's 20 takes.
You're talking a massive difference. You're talking about the difference.
That's 20 times 90 minutes.
175 or 200 pounds. Yeah. Against 325.
No, we had a bit.
That's an enormous difference.
Oh,
50%
less
mortgage. You know?
Talking about
the Tesco's. One of those houses.
That's exciting stuff. And Adam telling her not to speak to
the
mouse.
I mean, I'm talking about Della, alright? It's going to cost £5,500 a month. This place, say a six bedroom, right? Would cost about just about half.
Six bedroom?
Hmm.
So a six bedroom would probably cost you two. You've got to spend as much or twice as much there as you would anywhere else. At those other properties, there isn't half the amount of work that you need doing there as Auckland Road. Auckland Road needs a lot of work. If we moved in there, we'd have to spend £50,000 to get it up to scratch. That's just a living.
Alright, okay, let's say 200 grand, okay? It's still 50% less than one of those properties at Harold Road, right? 50% less on the mortgage means about 3,500 instead of 5,500. Say 4. Right? It's effectively 18,000 per annum, say. Right? The cost of. I mean, what are you going to get? 4 bedrooms used.
The larger scale you go into it, the cheaper it should become.
Oh yes, it is. No doubt about it. But the problem is you've got to buy hands in, right? And you've got to be realistic, because no bank is going to give you the money against the cost of the value of the property, right? They're going to give you the value against you putting the equity of some sort.
Right?
The only way you can put
it
out. The only way we can put it
out.
We can do it any other way.
Can you give me your phone number and I'll give you it?
The only thing I could do aside from this, I mean, aside from saying, okay, I'm going to do it this way, would be to actually say, sub this room. Instead of doing totally private thing, we're going to set up a private limited company.
Now, when Jamie used to
give issue, my phone number, a million shares.
A bit naughty.
Sure.
When Jamie used to get the pet, she shared a flat.
Right. Here is the possibility
who
of a property,
did that.
A large property,
sold
that. Owned by a company, yeah.
Like a encyclopedia salesman basis.
Want a share of it?
They're about £200 or
something. Right, yeah, 10 years that property would be sold.
Have you finished?
Yeah, but you're going to go around and ask people who've got a lot of money into something that they can't see.
They'll be able to see it in the sense that it'll be a property that you bought with the money they're investing.
Yeah, they'll be investing money in your property that they might not.
They could never have individually bought.
Yeah, but they're not making, they won't be gaining anything out of it. If it all takes
the property prices go up, you're gaining.
Oh, you're not starting again, are you?
Yeah, you're not to smoke anymore. You are not to
You're looking so guilty.
No, not smoking.
The pair of them, really.
It's been terrible.
Excuse me, ladies.
Since when do you ask Brian if he wants to go for a walk?
I'm like snoring.
This has nothing to do.
We normally get on our own.
Empty your pockets. Come on.
This is fine to go down on the table.
That is not for me to contribute to. It's for you.
I have something about it.
She told me. Take it with me.
Extravaganza in the wolf cabin, isn't it?
Oh, Kirsty, that person loves Disney.
Not a cartoon.
Oh, is it?
No, it's the story of a young frog.
Oh, she's a frog.
Yes, next time you see her, she will look different. She's got enough to have perm, does she now?
I think she's going to grow his hair. She's going to perm the top so she can grow it out. I told her, didn't I say? As soon as she gets it cut short, she'll be growing it.
Mind you,
my regular is about every 2 months, 3 months, every 6 weeks.
I've been to it.
Trouble is now, because I know the hairdresser along the road from the shop, if I go somewhere else, it looks a bit, you know, and yeah, I'm not very satisfied with the way it cuts it, but it's nice and cheap. Mind you, the woman there did manages. I thought that was quite nice.
Oh, hers look all right.
Maybe I'll get on this too. Say, what hers do my hair on you? The hiccups.
Caught it off Amy.
You're asleep now. You're
said, my wife likes these things. He bought it, I didn't. It had nothing to do with me. Then he wanted me to tape it so he can have it in the car, because it's on CD. Drink.
Hold your breath and think. Pushing that down, that seems to work on
me. Right. Stand on your head. Run around the block or something.
Why can I can't have hiccups?
Because you don't like. You keep complaining every time you get hiccups. You say, oh, I don't like. I'm trying to help you get rid of them. Sorry, I won't say that.
They're not having a cigar,
They're not having a cigar, so they keep telling me.
They've gone out for a walk to have a cigar, but as far as we're concerned, they're not having a cigar.
They think we're stupid.
Mm.
we don't realise.
Well, I'm not supposed to tell you that he was smoking on the station between Paul's eyes.
Well, I'm sure he was.
I said, how am I not supposed to say this? I said, I don't approve. Why should I keep this quiet? This is not good for you.
It's not on.
Let's make him start again.
Oh.
Right, it's because we've been out a couple of times. And he does, I mean, if we go out, he'll smoke then. Oh. Then he does normally stop. Oh, start. Okay.
He had one to celebrate, but he didn't just buy one, he bought a box. So of course he had to keep smoking until he finished.
Until they're gone,
And he told me, well, quite soon after. Quite soon after she came along. I think he actually went for a walk with Brian. And I said, who bought
that?
No, this is the last one. And I said, you had the last one 2 days ago. So the last one of packet number, I don't know.
Well, Brian can stop, because where is he? He's terrible. I'm really sorry. Bloody mad.
I've got to the point now, so I do kick him, attempt to turn over, he turns over and it's just as bad as before.
I don't want to be married.
No,
bother. Well, at least have separate rooms.
I wouldn't mind, but it's normally me that goes to sleep on the session. I don't see why I should. Well, no, the other day he said, if I'm really that bad, you just tell me and I'll go down and sleep on the sofa. And I went berserk about two nights later and said, for God's sake, you're driving me bonkers, go away, don't sleep on the sofa. He just turned over and started snoring.
Well, he can be lying there sometimes and I'll say, will you roll over, please? Go on then. Will you please roll over?
Can you just kick? I can't.
Well, some of the time I'll be sitting in the bed feeding the baby, you know, and go, shut up! It's awful.
Well, I found now I do a combination of, what's that stuff?
Olbazor,
that seems to help a bit. I don't know if it helps him or helps me calm down and go to sleep. I think it's all that.
Knockout
shots. So I've put that all over. I keep forgetting to take those herbal tablets. They seem to help because they've been colds or whatever. I haven't got those upstairs at the moment. And then last night I just took my stuff and got myself out instead. I don't see why I should have to knock myself out, just so.
I can't do that at the moment,
I
have to be around, unfortunately.
Yeah. Trouble is, I go in such a deep sleep, I can't wake up in the morning if I do that. You know, take the herbal stuff. I'm flat out in the morning and just can't wake up. I think I got up about 8:30 this morning. I had to go to work at 9:00. I was going,
Oh, we can do with you, Miss.
Oh, shut up.
Go away.
He does.
No. So what?
And he gets hiccups because he eats so much so quickly. He gets really violent hiccups, though. You know, really, they sound very, very painful.
My baby's ones do. Mm. Always sound awful.
You know, when you just hear everything going, awake?
No. I sit down.
You start up again, yeah.
I've had to put you down sometime.
I felt so sorry for Christine. Do you know, she was quite she was fat with the pregnancy when I saw her last time. And in the space of 3 weeks, I think the baby's used up all her fat because she's now just really, really pregnant. But not so much her face, but all the top part of her looks slim. Almost, you know, I mean, she's got no fat left there, and on her arms it's all gone. It's just a bit left on her legs, so the baby must be used up all. The baby carries on like this, she'll be anemic, I think.
When should you?
What
did you say?
11, so she's got another almost 10 days. She can't sit down, can't stand up. Really uncomfortable. Oh, she's sitting there for about 5 minutes, then she got up, and then she's going, back down, then she got up. So I don't think it'd be too long.
No one about that then. I can't believe how quickly the time's gone.
In 2 months, I'm gone.
I was just walking around. I hadn't touched anything. Another minute, it was catching my finger. Like, I looked down to see what was kind of stinging my finger, and the ring had snapped and was pinching where it caught my finger. That's a bad omen, isn't it? Dirty ring breaking.
I can't get mine on.
Well, I can't wear the wedding ring now, it just because it's so wide. It's a really wide one. And if I
no
wear the
more,
inter-
Joelle,
well, where
please.
I was wearing.
Joelle,
Not more?
No more.
No.
Please.
What is it?
Where I had the eternity ring rather than the engagement ring and the wedding ring.
Because you're halfway
It
down
just
your
felt
finger.
like arthritis. It used to get really painful. So I thought, oh, blow this, that's coming off. I suppose I'll have to get another wedding ring. I don't know what they're going to do the other one. It's fashionable to have a kind of wide ring when you've got married, and it's not at all fashionable now, is it?
Yeah, I don't know what fashion is.
I think so. Feeling less and less married the more rings I keep baking. Don't you know?
I can't get my wedding ring off.
No. Well, my fingers get swelling as well, so I thought it wouldn't do any harm. Seem to have got over that now. Don't seem to swell at all.
When I have finished some lining, can I look at the whipped creamer?
Well, they're all up there.
Okay. I'll put that ice cream before.
Well, yeah, if you look wrong. I can't think where. I think it's a book rack up there, and I think some of them, the patterns are out of the magazines, and they're just in a rack, I think, or
oh,
somewhere.
I see.
But I mean, just leave them as they are, don't leave them all over the place.
Okay.
Then you look at the magazines, just put them back where you found
them. Are you making something?
Probably.
Maybe.
Depends how much time I've got.
Yeah. What are you going to make?
Some tartan liner.
Yeah?
Like
What,
cloth.
The lycra type one?
Light one?
Lycra?
Lycra.
Oh, that one, I don't know.
Well, it
depends
maybe
what fabric
put
it
it
is.
on the sheer.
Do you want the fitted or the loose?
Fitted thing.
You want like, like that,
Lycra
close.
Yes, with
close. Yeah.
Not like these, or like more like jogging pants.
No, like this.
Well, if you want them to stay fitted as opposed to going baggy, then you'll need to have a bit of lycra in the fabric.
Oh.
Keeps the shape better.
Mandy loves that top. Yeah,
oh,
the
body.
Daisies.
The body.
Yeah, she was wearing it flat out. And she was kind
So you
of
didn't get a look
off.
In then?
Oh, no. I was wrestling off. She washed it in the end. She kind of wore it with everything she could think of, I think, that would go.
Oh, well, it's nice that it's light.
Mind you, I don't think it's come out of the washing at the moment. I think it's been in the washing for about a week, so haven't seen it recently.
Well, quite
got
versatile,
a top.
Really.
Yeah, she wore it with a lot of, you know, trousers and skirts.
Skirt,
The big thing at the moment is a red polo neck that we got from Inchbound. It's actually ever such a good buy. An X Together one, you know, Together, the label Together.
So, catalogue, isn't it?
Yeah, but you also buy in Orders, they've got a bit where you can buy it. So it's normally quite expensive. And it's lovely material and it comes down to about here. You got it for £4.50. So it's a cheap. That's where I got it.
Where is it?
Pinch a pound.
Pinch a pound.
It's a shopping
centre. Oh right, yes, I've seen it, I've seen it.
Well, every so often what they do, they get the X catalogue stuff. You know, you can get some quite good buys, like end of season.
Oh,
there's
a bean bag in there.
You get the end of season, and it's if you look at the labels and go for the decent labels, then you know you're getting some quite reasonable quality. I've got quite a few things in there. I normally have a stroll around there just to get a tracksuit. Well, when Michael was
oh,
coming out,
yes, I've seen children's tracksuit.
I bought loads and loads in there.
Joelle, could you just take the curry pot up and put it on the floor? Just so it's upstairs for me.
On the floor. No.
Well, I haven't cleared the cot out, so.
Okay. It's funny because I thought, oh, I'd buy it for her because, you know, she doesn't. I don't buy a lot
£4
for her anyway.
£4
50 I didn't buy, yeah. And she's going to come out of that now. it actually really suits her. It's a kind of sort of almost maroon red, you know, burgundy type red, but not quite. And it's a really good colour. I'll do something to try. Christine got over pregnancy stuff there. She said, I'm not paying a fortune for stuff that I won't wear afterwards. So she
It's
bought
a
the coat
maternity
in there.
clothes, isn't it?
Well, if you look, yeah. Well, she got a kind of raincoat that I don't think it's supposed to be maternity. I think it's just supposed to be a
Oh,
full
babies
raincoat.
for babies. Oh, yes, because it was a fashion, wasn't
Yeah,
it?
yeah. So she's got one in there. I think she paid about £8 for it. And it looks ever such a nice raincoat. I mean, you wouldn't think it was cheap or anything. And she said it still fits. It still fits over the lump. Which is huge.
I really got away with it now. I didn't have a coat right the way through.
Well, I think
Really
it's only for
lucky.
when it rains, that's all. Because
But
she,
I am. Well, like
well,
through
you've
the
got the car.
winter.
She hasn't got a car or anything. She's
Right, yeah.
so she has to walk round. Well, Chris sold his car, didn't he? So he wanted to save money to get a house.
Even through the snow, I survived. Very lucky. So I refused to go and buy a coat.
I used to wear my
eyelet. I had a jumper that my mum knitted that went wrong and ended up twice the size it should have been. So that came in useful.
Yeah. Well, when Mandy was, when I was pregnant with Mandy, I used to wear this old, you know those rabbit skin coats from years ago, coney coats, what they're called, fur coat thing.
Yeah.
It was a kind of fur coat, but it was like rabbit, I think, or something. It was,
Yeah.
I got one, oh, well, it was really fashionable then, so it was quite beautiful, what,
I
16
probably know
years
what you
ago.
mean if I saw it.
It's just a little jacket kind of thing. So when I was pregnant, that was fine, because it just, it
Sat on
only,
the top.
yeah, sat on top really. And with Michael, I'd gone out in Richards and bought this ever such full raincoat when it was in fashion. I still had it in the wardrobe, so I just used to shove that one if I was stuck. But then I still had more room than I needed in that, so that was quite useful. I never bought anything like that yet. Actually, Christine did a normal size 12 dress that happened to be a full dress.
Well, baggy one.
And just kind of wearing that. Well, that is a kind of cotton stretchy. You know those ones that you have a V and then they're quite full? Like this is full from there.
Oh, I know,
This is
yeah.
like a V. Well, the V's just kind of gone up.
Mm.
And bulged. But it actually looked quite nice on her. Bulged didn't look too bad, considering.
I hardly wore any dresses.
Well, she said she just wears the three. I don't think she likes the trousers. She
So
likes a bit of air
boring,
to her
isn't
leg.
it?
Yeah.
Being pregnant, because you don't want to go and buy as many clothes as you would have in your wardrobe normally, so it's like
The killer is when you've got to go out to a special occasion, isn't it? And you know you've
Yes,
got to
you've
pay
got to
out
buy
for
a dress.
something. Yeah. I bought this really expensive one. Yeah, I was. When was that? That must have been Michael. I can't remember. I think we were going to a wedding or something, so I had to buy something. Finish your discussion?
You enjoyed your non-smoking, did you?
Sorry?
You enjoyed your non-smoking, did you?
Is it cold out?
No, it's cold. Well, I was cold. I can't stop.
I'm
I should
pretty
have had a
thrilled,
jump.
actually.
It's a bit nippy around the gills.
Yes.
Well, I'm going fishing on Saturday. Do you want to
Dozen.
a trout if you
Oh, yes,
if
please,
I
yes.
have any success?
Yes, I enjoyed that trout last time.
He doesn't even like it.
He doesn't like trout.
Well, he does, but he won't eat it.
Why won't you eat it? You
I
know where it's
suggest
come
having
from.
No.
I suggest having trout for dinner. Don't fancy it.
I like
I don't know if I well, I've actually had trout in the freezer for ages and not used them. If it's fresh from there and I've got to use it, then I'll use it, yeah.
I'm keen on trout if it's got a sauce.
Mm.
But to be honest, I shouldn't be eating that sort of thing anyway. So.
I like it best with almond, baked almonds on the top. That's not on my diet either. Actually, onions and
How have you been
mushrooms
doing?
in kind of butter. Oh, right, yeah. I broke it last night, didn't I? Because we didn't have enough time. I was kind of doing his books all afternoon. And I didn't have time to cook, so he went out. Because I broke it last night, I'm not being very good. Well, I was all right up till lunchtime. It's dinner time again. I should start again tomorrow, hopefully. Other than that, I don't really process.
How much have you lost?
I haven't really lost. In weight, I haven't lost any more, but it's kind of.
Been shifting
My
around.
body's. Yeah. Lost kind of. All my clothes
You look
and
a bit
body.
thinner in the face
Yeah.
and neck.
I think it's. Maybe it's turned the muscle.
Redistributing.
Yeah. I don't know how to describe it, because I'm not actually losing weight. But my clothes all feel. I'm getting to clothes I've worn for ages, so.
Well, Susie's going to Weight Watchers again.
Is she?
Really?
She doesn't look like she needs to, really.
She's put on a little
I
bit.
don't know,
She has
she's
put on a bit, but.
Susie's problem is her rump and
Her rear end.
her
Her thighs.
thighs. That's where she.
Yeah, but if you look at the top of her, you wouldn't
No,
think.
you wouldn't think she was overweight. Take a picture of her head and shoulders.
But she's a skinny.
Yeah.
Well, she went right down to a size 10 when she lost all that weight before.
What is she now?
14.
Blimey.
So she has got a lot, hasn't
It's
she?
all around the bottom. Mind you, cycling should help that. She's now cycling here and getting the train in the morning.
I see.
Leaves the bike in the garage and hops on the train.
That's about the best way of doing it.
Until it
That's
gets dark.
So you don't need another
It's
fridge
got
in
lights.
the shop?
Lights.
Why is that?
Because we've got a
Oh.
fridge in the cupboard.
Oh, yes.
In the garage.
No, that's fine then.
I think I'm just going to have to jack
Ideally.
Mind you, are there some restrictions on what you can do with fridges?
I think you can ask the council to take you out
You can
and
take
have
it
you or
down
take it to
tip,
the dump.
but they have specific
They
places.
recycle
Area,
CFCs,
that's
don't they?
right.
Really goes against the grain slinging away something that works.
Well, we don't really need another one. We've got a fridge in the
Can't you put a little note
outhouse
in the
that
newsagent
works,
or
one in the
something?
kitchen.
Can't we find one?
A note in Safeways and the newsagents or something?
But it's difficult, isn't it, really? Because it's an under worktop integrated.
Well, put what it is, then if they inquire, they're only inquiring where it is. You just answer a phone. Because if you say nothing, they probably
Think there's
think
something
it's not
wrong.
working, so they don't want to take it. Maybe you
Well,
should say
really, just to get
24.
somebody to take it away would be
I think it's going to be a case of phoning the council and asking them to collect it,
Do they collect or just take it down?
I don't think I'd get it in the car anyway.
No, you wouldn't. He's asleep proper now.
Yeah, he's
Is she
used
gone?
to you now, hasn't she?
Pardon?
Is she gone?
Not sure.
Oh, how much did it cost to get in the cinema on Monday? Sorry, the picture.
About £4, isn't it?
Yeah,
Is
true.
it?
Yeah, I think so.
I have to buy the tickets occasionally.
I think it's about three
Three
three fifty
seventy
or three
five? Three
seventy five.
seventy-five.
Something like that.
Oh, this is so old. Trying to work out if she can afford to have her hair done and go to the cinema.
What's she want to go and see?
White Fang.
White what?
It's the latest Walt Disney. Which is a story about a wolf or something.
Oh, that's one. Fantasia's on.
Is it? You want to go and see that, don't you?
Fantasia's coming out
It's the
on video at
last
Christmas.
ditch attempt
What
to
is it?
get some money out of it, is it?
What was the other one? I was told, wasn't I?
You were.
Fantasia and.
It wasn't one we wanted, that's why we didn't.
Have you mind donating
No. No, we would have wanted that.
Do you want one
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
Yes,
that
it
was
was.
it.
Yeah, because
Yeah, it was the
range.
latest one. They've made a
I shouldn't bother about it.
massive loss, apparently, on
It's
that.
so boring.
I'll buy Fantasia. I'll probably be sadly disappointed. Because my memory of it
No.
probably be rose-tinted.
Yeah, of course you saw it as a kid, didn't you?
I
So.
saw it
Well, I
as a child
saw it
as
as
well.
15, I think. 15, 16.
Oh, no, I saw it when I was about eight.
And I saw it before that. About eight as well. But I still enjoyed it the second time.
Well, I don't think I remember at 8 you're thinking, I don't quite understand what's going on here. It keeps swapping and changing,
yeah.
And I don't understand it.
I remember I didn't like the orchestra bit with all the instruments and
That's
sort of weird
right,
psychedelic
yeah.
bits. The Nutcracker Suite's my favourite bit with all the hippos and things doing ballet dances.
That's asleep.
No, she's not asleep.
I thought you said she was
asleep. She was.
Fair enough.
She just woken up. Well.
What shall I do?
Shall I put you in a chair? Oh, you do make funny faces, little girl. Put me in your chair.
Now, how long has she left that sitting there? Ages, isn't it? I thought I'd tidying up this deck, so I was just going through the mail and the papers. And I said, here's your license. Finish it off, fill it in, and I'll give you the cheque. She filled all this. And then she phoned to him because she wanted to go and post it. And you were mucking about your CD thing or something. He was saying, wait for me, I'll do this. And then you do the post and phone. No, I'll miss the post. It's been sitting there for about 3 months on the desk, which I haven't bothered about. Well, it's probably with the chair.
So tall and we're going to open. How are you going to afford driving? She totally ignored me.
She's expecting us to pay.
Does this mean I've got to pay? She went, oh, that's great, I'll put it.
She had almost actually been tears. I said, how's your revision going? So I need you to do your revision. She went, I'll try the maths paper and I can't do that. And I'll try the old chemistry paper and I can't do that. And I'm really going, I said, I think you need a break. I think you need to go do something else with it. And I said, because if you keep looking over things that you can't do instead of having a break and going back to it afterwards, you just get really despondent and fed up and you think you can't do it and you go blank. She went, you know, you hear it ticking over, and, yeah, this is like what I'm doing. She was fine tonight, wasn't she?
What did she do?
I don't know, I think she just probably got me up and cared some records or something. She got to do some tricks or something. She just doesn't fancy trying to, she doesn't understand enough of it to do. Science paper, she's only got the kind of practice one, the very basic one. She's got no practice ones with the other two she's got to do. She's obviously going to be harder. She's got she's got guidelines, but no real paper to sit and look at.
This is all GCSEs, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you think they'd better, you know, have some old papers.
Has she had any
yet,
or not?
Yeah,
there
she's
aren't
done
any old papers yet, though, are there?
Well, yeah, this is done in Croydon last year, or the year before. Oh yeah, there will be a couple.
Alright.
Because this was Croydon's been. I'm pretty sure this is. Yeah, because otherwise she wouldn't have the basic from last year, would she? On this one. She's got last year's face. Yeah, she's done two, three. But on Tuesday
three.
she goes in and
We've got
does.
four.
She's got two on Tuesday. One's an absent. One's fine.
Danielle's in the middle of it all now. She's
It's funny, we know quite a lot of people who are taking exams one to another. Gabby's going through A levels. She decides she's going to become a milkwoman.
It's a bit easier, isn't
Yeah.
it?
Doesn't want to be a doctor anymore.
Want to be a doctor for 6 years, isn't it? Decide to
Well, a maybe's friend wants to be a doctor. That's one who's had cancer. She wants to come and go and study and help with people with cancer. She doesn't want to do that, it's depressing, so she said, no, she doesn't feel like that because she's already gone through the worst, so she won't, you know, she wants to help people who've got it, which I thought was quite a nice, nice idea.
Mind you, that's what motivated my brother to go into medicine, because he had a palate as a kid. He went through so many operations. He felt he wanted to give something back to them, so.
Well, I think that's the kind of idea these girls want. Because, that's right, we took them all skating when Mandy was 12, didn't we? Yeah, when she was 12. And that's when, that week, well, she already knew she had something wrong and was going for a scan. And about 2 weeks after that, it was diagnosed that she had cancer again.
So she had all the bits removed, presumably, didn't she?
Oh, I presume. She's had quite a lot of work done now, hasn't she? Chemotherapy. She lost all her hair.
Is it all found up?
Yeah, she's all fine now. Yeah. Flashing fit.
Is she fully
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Come on, gather.
Very lucky.
Yeah, because it's huge. As if it was pushing everything. You know, it was taking up so much space.
Lucky there's a lot of room in there for women.
Well, I was really worried at the time because Mandy was very worried, wasn't she? Really seemed to hit her hard. Actually, her friends have gone through a lot. I mean, what about girl with cancer? And then another good friend, her father died. So it's quite a lot to have. I think it makes her think, or worry, resolved.
Who's phone was that?
Celestine.
Oh, that's right.
She had sickle cell, didn't she? Or a funny version of sickle cell, wasn't there? No.
How is that girl Lisa getting on with bringing up that?
Have you heard anything about
her? I don't think she does anything to well, I don't really see her very much. She's off the spades a couple of times.
It must be
so.
Nearly
Yeah, she's
by now.
Walking and she's slow at walking. Yeah, she looks alright. Apparently, Anne says she's not very well today. She's got a viral infection in her throat. It's affecting her stomach. They took her down to the hospital. And they diagnosed that and said try and keep. Know, give her fluids, but it's going straight through. And they're giving her something with glucose and that in it to kind of try and stabilise it a bit. But she's not too good, it sounds like. Mind you, I saw her 2 days ago and she looked up to this bit as a fibble. Well, I suppose it strikes quickly.
It was a lot more comfortable in there than Charlotte did.
She seemed
Charlotte
very happy
looked,
that,
always
she?
Looked sort of
scrunched up.
She seems to like it very
much. It's how long has she stayed in it, I think, that's it. I wonder what's to come out again for anything.
What's that?
Hello, dog. to be on there too, do you? If I go and put the kettle on, will you make another coffee?
Well, if you go and put the kettle on, I mean, all it involves is standing there another minute.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I
could
stand.
Come on. You're not pregnant now, do you?
I know I'm not. Are you tired, Papa?
Huh?
You're going to try strapping her around to walk around corridor for 2 hours. Then you wouldn't want to stand in front of the kettle.
Nobody forced you.
No, it's all these things that I wanted to do that I've been saving up because I couldn't be bothered. I thought, well, I better go and do it.
Are we paying enough attention?
Well, Mother Care had a load of schools.
Oh yeah, but that means I've got to go into Croydon. There's nothing local.
I sort of walked through and I could see the racks of grey and blue.
I'm so annoyed, I could have got them, but I thought these ones from last year would fit really well. Most of them are too small now, aren't they? So I've got to go and buy some more. You know, it's just me, I hadn't tried them on, and I could have easily bought them the last 3 times I've been in here. Go home and find out you need them. I have to go in on Saturday or Wednesday afternoon. This Wednesday I promise.